This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Boy, is it going bad fast. Boy, the Republican Party is a bunch of rat finks, and they're losing me. They're losing all of us. I've been a Republican my whole life, with the exception of about a year or two after George W. Bush turned me off, and I thought he was one of the worst presidents ever. After first thinking he'd be a great president, and at first I thought he was a great president, but he really turned me off with all this, you know, obscene spending and never vetoed a single bill and let them spend, and added, you know, $4 trillion to the national debt. And I got so turned off that I left the Republican Party for a very short time and joined the Libertarian Party. He'd won their vice presidential nomination, was on the presidential ticket. This was in 2008. And everybody expected me to be the presidential candidate in 2012, and I turned it down. Gary Johnson wound up becoming that candidate, the former two-term governor of New Mexico. And I turned it down because I did not want to be the guy that helped to reelect Barack Obama. I didn't want to get in the way of the Republican Party and Mitt Romney, who I thought at the time, for a very short time, I thought was a great guy, a real capitalist, you know, until Trump came along, the first guy who was worth $300 million running for president and appreciated capitalism and making money. And I thought he could turn the economy around and get our jobs going, which were all terrible and stagnant under Obama. What an awful economy under putrid B.O., Barack Obama. And, you know, what a stinker Romney turned out to be. What a traitor Romney turned out to be to the Republican cause and to conservatives. And so all I could tell you is I had no idea they were this bad. I left them for a little while. I was disgusted with Bush and some of the people around him. But I came back to the GOP. I usually always do. I love the GOP. It's been in my blood since I was 3 years old. Even though my parents were third party. My father was one of the founders of the New York State Conservative Party. But they always endorsed Republican candidates 9 out of 10 times. And then 1 out of 10, they ran their own. They never endorsed a Democrat, I don't think once in 30 years. Because how could a conservative ever endorse a Democrat? The argument would be you're either going to back conservatives who actually, to get your endorsement, are willing to be conservatives once they're elected and not be traitors. Or you're going to run a candidate that defeats them. And almost every time my father and his party ever ran a conservative against the Republican and the Democrat won. They defeated the Republican, and they made their point, and the Republicans would then act more conservative for a while, and then they get endorsed by my dad and my dad's party. So, I mean, I'm part of third-party history. You know, I think it was 1970 or 71, which had made me 9 or 10 years old. James Buckley was elected United States Senate in New York as a third-party candidate. And maybe, just maybe, it's time for Wayne Root and a few patriots to form a new patriot party and elect a U.S. senator and give, you know, a real run for the money with the Republican Party and either beat them or destroy them. Because they need a knife through the heart like a vampire does with a, you know, with a, what do you call it, a werewolf. That's what I'm looking for, right? Is it a werewolf or a vampire that you stick a knife through the heart? I think it's a vampire. Vampire, stake through the heart of a vampire. That's what the Republican Party needs, a stake through the heart. And of course, I don't mean literally. And of course, so no one misquotes Wayne Root. I don't mean literally, physically. I don't believe in violence. I don't believe in hurting anybody. I'm talking about the party and the politics is poisonous. And you go, what could have made Wayne Root this angry at the Republicans today? Well, here's the article, the end of the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell tells a reporter he believes Trump committed impeachable offenses. Trump spoke to over 500,000 people at the Stop the Steal rally in D.C. And during his speech, he told the crowd, "I know that everyone here will soon be walking over the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard." That's what they think was a crime? First of all, it's just like me on the radio. and me giving speeches. You know, I never read my speeches. They're from my heart. They're from the top of my head. They're off the top of my thoughts. So usually when I give a one-hour speech or I do a three-hour radio show, if you ask me, I wouldn't remember anything I just said when the show is over. Of course something sometimes comes out wrong. Of course sometimes I say something that's controversial or questionable on this show or in my speeches. But overall, every speech I've ever given, it ends with a standing ovation. But there's always something in it you could isolate that maybe you said something wrong. I remember a few years ago, I was the opening speaker for Donald Trump when he was running for president. His very last appearance on like October 30th or 31st, 2016. And he was in Vegas, and it was a week before the election, and I was the opening speaker, and I gave this rock'em sock'em amazing speech that brought the house down. But I off the top of my head, I told a story I just thought of before I walked on stage. I said, Hillary and Huba remind me of, of Thelma and Louise. I said, you know, they're in their car, they're driving to the border, and the police are waiting for him, and Thelma and Louise, it's the end of Thelma and Louise. And the crowd went wild. Everyone thought that was hilarious, right? And I made some comment. I hope it's the same kind of ending. What I meant was, in my memory, I didn't see Thelma and Louise in 30 years or maybe 25 years. And in my mind, they were captured at the end. I remember the police were chasing them, and there were like 50 police cars chasing them, and I thought they got caught. What really happened at the end of the movie was they drove off a cliff. So to avoid the police, they drove off a cliff. So they thought, the media immediately said, Wayne Root is threatening the life of Hillary Clinton. She's saying he hopes Hillary and Huma drive off a cliff. That wasn't what I said. I said, I hope the police are waiting for him, and I hope they have the same ending as Thelma and Louise. They get caught. I never ever considered them driving off a cliff. As a matter of fact, in reality, at the end of the movie, they're driving off the cliff and they freeze the car in midair. So you never do see them crash and burn and die or anything like that. So I never thought of that movie as a movie where they died at the end. I thought of it as they were caught at the end and they were happy. You know, they'd rather at the end, drive off the cliff than actually get caught, I guess was the point of the movie. But who remembered that 30 years later? All I remember is they were caught. The police were after them. They had nowhere to go, and I thought they got caught. So my point is, when you give a speech, they take it out of context, or they assume you meant something you didn't, or you do a three-hour radio show, and it's like me, no notes, no teleprompter, 100% off the top of my head. You never know what I'm going to say. And yet, I walked into Mastroianni's today for lunch, and 20 people greeted me like I was the conquering hero, and I'm the Rush Limbaugh just walked in. You know, it was like amazing. How wonderful those people made me feel. In this town, I am king of Vegas. In this town, every single person listens to my radio show, and almost all of them are conservatives, and they love the Wayne Root Show. But do I get a little carried away and say something off the top of my head once in a while that I would regret, I wish I didn't say? Of course. Of course. So does Trump. Trump and I are the same person. That's why I wrote the book, Trump Rules. By the way, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Trump Rules. Number one bestseller at Amazon for over 6 weeks. Number one in 12 different categories. Trump Rules. Not about politics. 100% about business and the top 10 rules of Donald Trump that anyone can use to improve their life and to energize their life and to supercharge their life. Trump Rules. Amazon or Barnes & Noble. But all I could tell you is Trump and I are the same person. I've modeled my life after him. And we're both high-energy guys, both controversial guys, both say things off the top of our heads. And the people who criticize us, they've never had a single creative thought in their lives. They've never spoken off the top of their heads. They've got no energy. They're boring as S-H-you-know-what-T. That's like Pat Toomey, the senator of Pennsylvania. He is so boring that I'll bet his own constituents, most of them don't know his name. He got elected because they voted Republican. They don't know who Pat Toomey is. They don't know the name Pat Toomey. They couldn't give a frick about Pat Toomey. And he has the nerve to say he's going to vote to impeach Trump. If your energy was the key to the Republican Party, Hillary would have been elected in 16. And in 20, Biden would have won by a landslide. Instead, Trump got 11 million more votes than last time. He brought 11 million new voters to the Republican Party versus 4 years ago when he won. He won, what was it, like 27 out of 28 bellwether counties that determine the election every year. He won Florida and Ohio. I don't think anyone in history has ever lost Florida, ever won Florida and Ohio and lost the presidency. Every single thing that you could do to win, he did. And he elected and pulled with him so many Republicans, and they've all decided to turn on him and stab him to death. What am I talking about? Mitch McConnell's the biggest one. Biggest one. Can you imagine saying that because Trump said, I know everyone here will soon be walking over the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. That's enough to impeach someone, really. That's the exact same words as the Ukrainian phone call. There was nothing in that phone call that you could ever say was not only impeachable, it's just nothing wrong. His phone call was perfect. You know Trump described it as a perfect phone call? It was. It was a perfect phone call. Nothing about it was anything wrong. And they tried to impeach him over it. And now they're trying to impeach him over a speech. There's not a word wrong in that, what he just said. You would think what he said was, let's go. Let's go. Get out your swords. Let's go down the hill and let's kill those senators. Die! Is that what he said? Because if you said that and people got carried away and killed somebody, I guess you could make the argument that you were inciting a riot. But if you say, folks, I know everyone here will soon be walking, not running, not charging. You know, he's not William Wallace. Charge! Kill the British! Kill the British! Are you kidding me? I know that everyone here will soon be walking over to the Capitol building to peacefully and patriotically make your voices heard. And that's enough for Mitch McConnell to say he's furious with the president, thinks impeachment will help rid the GOP of Trump and his movement. Now, I knew a long time ago, I've said for years, I despise Mitch McConnell. But he helped get so many judges through, so many conservative judges, that I started to like him a little bit. Well, the real Mitch McConnell came out today, and the real Republican Party came out today. Backstabbing rhino losers. This is Wayne Allen Root. Open enrollment is here, and choosing a healthcare program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty HealthShare. I canceled Aetna health insurance 5 years ago. Then I found Liberty. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's not health insurance. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. You can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts. It's month to month. There's no networks. You choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. They provided health care for over 110,000 families last year. They paid out over $300 million in claims. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined 5 years ago. Could you use an extra $100,000? To find out more about your health care options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Happy New Year, or is it? That's going to depend on you and what you do. If you make a resolution, you're going to fail. We all know that, right? We all have failed on resolutions. But we want you to have a revolution this year.
We have a message for you women. Are you tired of dealing with hot flashes, night sweats, thyroid imbalances? Come on, no one wants to deal with that. This is a new year. It's time for a new you.
That's right. Ladies, you can be your best you. We've helped thousands of women completely balance their hormones naturally with the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And men, if you've got a wife running around your house and you think she was abducted by aliens, aliens because she has imbalanced hormones. Hey, welcome to the club. Millions of women struggle with this issue, but there is a way to have this resolved completely naturally through the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration.
So call us at 888-444-8895 or join us at energizedhealth.com.
Raw and un.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
Folks, it's a communist, racist attack on the United States of America. You're hated because you're white. I've never seen anything like it in my life. It's sick. It's mental illness. Democrat Whip James Clyburn to propose making the Black National Anthem, the official U.S. national hymn to bring the country together. How do you bring the country together with a Black National Anthem? Could I bring the country together with a white national anthem? I'd really like to do that. I'd like to bring the country together with a white male Jewish national anthem because it only represents me, but that means the country's together because I say it is, right? You're black and you're just... you're spitting in my face with a Black national anthem. That's the most divisive thing I've ever heard in my life. That's like me wanting a white national anthem, a white Miss America contest, a white National Football League to compete with the National Football League. Because that equals bringing the country together. Can you imagine believing that and saying it out loud? He's going to propose to make the Black National Anthem the official U.S. hymn to bring the country together. To make it a national hymn, I think, would be an act of bringing the country together. It would say to people, you aren't singing a separate national anthem, you're singing the country's national hymn. What? That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life. It's just bizarre. So it's dividing the country to sing a national anthem, a separate national anthem. That's the word he used. The national anthem, separate. I didn't realize that. But when you sing a Black national anthem, that's bringing everybody together. Is that not the most bizarre thing you've ever heard? Clyburn, the House Majority Whip, plans to introduce a measure as early as this week that would make Lift Every Voice and Sing, known as the Black National Anthem, the national hymn, and give it a special place alongside the Star-Spangled Banner. And then in a separate effort to unite the country, this is not kidding, These are the words they use in a separate effort to unite the country, quote unquote. Joe Biden said his administration will help blacks, Latinos, Asians, and Native Americans rebuild and reopen their small businesses. Whites need not apply. Never mention whites. We don't count anymore. Maybe a white woman, I guess, but certainly not white men. But he didn't even say women. Blacks, Latinos, Asians, Native Americans didn't say women. So I guess white women aren't wanted either. Folks, this nation is becoming the most divided nation in America, and we're headed for a civil war. And don't ever misquote Wayne Root that I said I want a civil war. I don't want a civil war. I have no interest in civil war. I'm not preaching violence. But we're clearly headed for a civil war when someone could say something like this with a straight face. The black national anthem should be our new national anthem. Yeah, okay. And that's the way he really thinks. And he really does believe in his deluded mind that would bring people together. This, well, Mitch McConnell's worried about impeaching President Trump as he's out of office in a week. But you got to impeach him. A Republican who's worked with him for 4 years. That's the most important thing in the world, impeach Trump. Don't forget, Peter Schweitzer wrote the book on how corrupted Mitch McConnell is. His father-in-law, his wife, Chow, was the transportation secretary under Trump. I think it's Elaine. Isn't it Elaine Chow? And her father owns a shipping company based in New York City that does all their business with China. All their ships are Chinese. All their employees are Chinese. All their business is with China. And his daughter gets to be the transportation secretary. That's good for America, isn't it? Good for American jobs to have someone like that in that job, in that role. They're all corrupt and compromised. Every single one of the people in the swamp. And they all tolerated Trump because they had no choice. He was elected and people loved him and he was the whole Republican Party, every poll showed, and he had 4 years to go. So they had no choice. But now that he's on his way out the door, they can stab him in the back, stab him in the stomach, kick him in the balls. Terrible, terrible people. I've never seen anything like it in my life. Mitch McConnell, you are a low-life loser piece of garbage. And you've just killed the Republican Party. It's done. It's finished. Freedom Health Alliance, sponsor of this segment of the show. Nation is in turmoil. Immune systems facing maybe the most stress in history. Illness, masks, lockdowns. The stress of this past presidential election. The stress of Mitch McConnell stabbing Trump in the back. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. And I tried them all out before I brought them to you. I love their liquid vitamin D complex. Vitamin D's in the news day and night. Liquid vitamin D complex. Trace minerals, natural greens, probiotics. And the best immune-boosting product I've ever used. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Call Freedom Health Alliance toll-free. Toll-free at 888-910-0341. 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. 888-910-0341. Or go to FreedomHealthAlliance.com. FreedomHealthAlliance.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump is criticizing the supporters who stormed the U.S. Capitol. President Trump telling reporters in South Texas his administration is about supporting law and order and the halls of government. He also called on people to respect law enforcement and be peaceful. Regarding the riots last week, acting U.S. Attorney for Washington, D.C., Michael Sherwin, says people are being held accountable for their actions.
As we sit here now, literally days after this event happened, we have already opened 170, more than 170 subject files, meaning these individuals have been identified as potential persons that committed crimes on the Capitol grounds, inside and outside. So of those 170 cases that have already been opened, and I anticipate that's going to grow to the hundreds in the next coming weeks, we've already charged over 70 cases.
USA Radio News.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-66.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We'll be right back.
raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-4-TALK. 833-4-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Can you even imagine how demented and deluded and delusional you'd have to being one of the most important members of the United States Congress and with a straight face say, I'm introducing a bill that says Star Spangled Banner is divisive, the national anthem's divisive, we have to bring people together. I suggest the new national anthem should be the black national anthem. That's Democrat Whip James Clyburn actually said that today with a straight face, not a joke. He will propose to make the black national anthem the official U.S. hymn in an effort to bring people together. So it's not divisive to have a white national anthem. It's wonderful and unifying to have a black national anthem. I mean, it's so bizarre the way liberals think. I don't know what to say. We've got a great conservative on, Stavros Anthony, even though it's a national show, and I'm syndicated all over this country. We are based in Vegas, and I like to have Vegas guests and Vegas politicians from time to time if I really like them, and I think the country should hear from people that are good Republicans here in Las Vegas. And so we've got Stavros Anthony with us. He lost his Clark County Commission District C race after a recount. He's a Las Vegas City Councilman now. He's a retired Las Vegas Metro Police Captain, an all-around great guy, a real good conservative, very pro-business, should have won that Clark County Commission race. Very, very, very ridiculous set of circumstances, but he's suing, and it's still a possibility. It's still up in the air. Is that correct, Stavros?
That's correct, Wayne. First, thanks for having me on your show, and you're absolutely right. And this may be the only election that I know of in the country where the election director actually put on the record that he could not attest to the accuracy of the election. He could not attest to the will of the voters. He did not know who won this election, and he recommended a special election. And the all-Democrat Clark County Commission certified it anyway, which is absolutely unbelievable. And that's why we're now in court.
So what would make you think you have a chance to win when it's the same courts that turned down Trump at every single level, every single road, every single intersection? No, 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 I'm not going to listen to you. The election was fair. You lose. Why is your case different than Trump's case?
Well, we actually, and again, I don't know what all the lawsuits were about with President Trump, and I'm glad he pursued his. But in my particular election, we actually have actual numbers. We have an election that was the spread was of initially 10 votes, and then it was changed to 15 votes in the recount. We have the election director saying that he has 139 votes that he cannot attest to. He doesn't know who these people are. Voted for, whether they should have voted or should not have voted, and those because of there's 139 with such a small spread, that's why he put on the record. You need to do this election over. I can't tell you who won.
What was the spread? What did you lose by? What is the actual spread?
Well, I lost initially by 10 votes. We did a recount, and then during the recount, which is this is amazing. The recount initially said we were, during the recount, it said we were, I lost by 30 votes. And then when they were finally done, they said I lost by 15 votes. So the actual results of the election changed three times, from 10 to 30 to 15. So we have an election that actually changed three times. We have an election director that says there's 139 problems, and I don't know who these people voted for. Just do a special election, which would have been easy. It doesn't cost that much. It would have lasted a couple months. But the all-Democrat Clark County Commission, they had actually the gall to certify the election to make sure that they didn't want me on the Clark County Commission. They didn't want a Republican on the Clark County Commission. They didn't want a conservative because I wouldn't be part of their club. And I would actually question a lot of things that they want to do. And this is a really an obvious one. So we're in front of the Nevada Supreme Court. They've taken our case. We've submitted our briefs. I have some great attorneys with Mark Hutchinson's law firm, and we've presented an outstanding brief on why they should or to the Clark County Commission to hold a special election, and we'll see what they do.
Right, so you're not asking anybody to reject the results and elect you, call you the winner. You're asking them to simply redo or recount. You're asking them to redo an election because this one is held under a black cloud, because nobody can really say for sure who those 139 or so were voting for, so it's not possible to say who really won, right? That's what you're asking for.
That's correct, and we're actually following state law. NRS says that if you have an election where the election was basically prevented because you don't know who won, and that's what happened here, you had an election occurred, but because it came down to all these mail-in ballots. We went from a mail-in ballot system that had maybe, I don't know, 5% mail-in ballots to a mail-in election where it was almost 60% of the votes were mail-in ballots. So that is what muddies this up, and because the election director says, I can't tell you who won, then the election never occurred. It was prevented, and all we're asking for is another election. I'm not telling anybody that I won because I don't know that I won. But I want another election, and I guarantee you if there is another election, I will win that election.
But the other guy, Miller, is the other guy. He's the son of the former governor of our state. What's Miller's first name?
Ross Miller.
Ross Miller, of course, is fighting with everything he's got because, as far as he's concerned, it's over. And he won. He doesn't want to take a chance at a redo because he may very well lose the redo, right? So it's only natural human nature that he would be absolutely dead set against this.
Well, Wayne, that's really the hypocrisy here. When the Clark County Commission first met and listened to the election director, they actually voted 6-1 to hold a special election. So the Clark County Commission did the right thing, and Ross Miller is the one who actually filed the lawsuit against the Clark County Commission because he didn't want a special election. He didn't want a redo. And unfortunately, there was so much political pressure from the Democrat Party, who knows whether it was just local or state or national. 2 weeks later, the exact same Clark County Commission reconvenes, reconsiders, and votes 7-0 to certify the election. And now, if anybody hears that, they have to understand that politics came into play here. So right now, Ross Miller is the one who started this lawsuit, and now we're the one that's going to finish it, and we're the ones that actually asking for a special election. So this has gone around in circles for months and months, and that's why we're asking the Nevada Supreme Court to take a look at this, take a look at everything that's transpired, take a look at the NRS, and we're hoping they're going to look at this to say this election is a mess. And not only is it a mess, the election director has said it's a mess. It's not just me. It's the actual person that runs the election. Let's hold a special election, and let's let the voters in District C decide who won this election, and I think that's the fair thing to do.
All right. We appreciate you coming on. We hope you are successful in your Supreme Court case. We hope you're successful after that in winning an election. An unjust decision, I think, has been made so far. I think you're a really good guy, and I'm really rooting for you. So good luck, Stavros Anthony, and bring on the good news. I hope you'll come back with some good news.
Thank you, Wayne. And it looks like we probably won't hear an actual ruling until February. So this is going to go on for a couple, three more weeks. But we're gonna keep fighting this. And I appreciate you letting me come on and letting people know where we are with this. Thank you.
Fight the good fight. Fight the good fight, my friend. Thank you, Stavros. I guess I was, somehow rooting for people to murder each other when I say fight the good fight, right? I mean, if you could take Trump's speech out of context the way they took it out of context and say he was asking people to murder people. First of all, I'm not sure what murderers you're talking about. There was a murderer. The gal was murdered by the police, it appears. And I don't want to say murder because I don't like policemen being accused of murder. But she was an unarmed woman crawling through a door. She's no threat to a policeman. There's no reason to kill her. She's a Trump fan. She's an Air Force vet. 4 tours. No reason to kill her. That's the only real murder. And then there was the situation with the police officer, which I know nothing about. Zero. I still have not heard what happened, but if anybody dropped a fire extinguisher on his head, they should be charged with murder. It's as simple as that. And I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, a Trumper, or a Antifa snuck in as a Trumper, disguised as a Trumper. It doesn't matter. If you dropped You know, if you hit him in the head with a fire extinguisher, you're a murderer. What has that got to do with Trump? He didn't tell anyone to murder anybody. And most of the people in there just ran around like idiots. The door was held open for them. So now that they're all being charged as terrorists, now that they're being called terrorists, now that their lives are being ruined, now that their jobs are all firing them, now that they're on no-fly lists because policemen held open the doors and crowds pushed in, this is a joke. Did anyone destroy the lives of all the people participating in BLM events? Even though there was massive rioting, looting, burning, $2 billion in property, private property destroyed, entire cities, Minneapolis, downtown Kenosha destroyed, and Antifa, of course, destroyed Portland and Seattle. The Chop Zone in Seattle and Portland has been nonstop anarchy and destruction for months and months and months now. Who's ever gone and when did the FBI ever care about any of them and go after any of them and put them on no-fly lists and tell them they got to lose their jobs? But these people at the Trump event, some of them I'm sure are Antifa troublemakers, and some of them who got excited at the moment that were literally pushed in to open doors that were opened by the police who invited them in, waved them in. I'm sorry, but if you got a good lawyer, the whole case is beat. The best you could do is trespassing. That's about it. But it's not even trespassing if a cop opens the door and says, come on in. What a situation. Incredible. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for the Freedom Health Alliance. Our nation is in such turmoil. Our immune systems are facing the most stress, perhaps in history. Freedom Health Alliance offers remarkable products to support our immune systems. But before I brought their products to you, I experienced them for myself. Personally, I love and use their liquid vitamin D complex, trace minerals, natural greens, and probiotics. And the best immune boosting product I've ever used. Since taking these products, my energy is up dramatically. My brain fog is gone. I need less sleep. I'm feeling better than I have in years. And of course, the main benefit is to strengthen your immune system. And my fans get 20% off their already unbeatable low prices. Help me support a truly patriotic American company that truly cares for your health. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Just say War sent you to get 20% off. Call now, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com and use the promo code WAR to receive 20% off. That's freedomhealthalliance.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal. But we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW. That's 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. at no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Broadcasted across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
L.A. is so screwed up. Every major city that's Democrat is screwed up. L.A. County tells residents to wear masks inside their own homes. More insane, unconstitutional COVID lockdown overreach. Of course, nobody's listening. Nobody ever does anything government wants inside their home. They can't watch you yet, but it's going to happen someday. They could have, like, robots peeking in all our windows. You know, it's a joke. Someday, Big Brother will have cameras set up inside your house, and they'll know if you're wearing a mask in your house. But this is just insane. Health officials now advising all essential workers to wear masks inside their own home to prevent spreading COVID within their household. If this the dumbest stuff you've ever heard, and you know I didn't want to say the word stuff, it's the dumbest you've ever heard in your life. It's just ridiculous. Right now, Los Angeles County Director of Public Health, Barbara Ferreira, who's a nutcase, said at a press briefing Monday, right now, because there's so much spread, we're recommending that people wear their face coverings while they're inside the home. Are you out of your mind? Do you understand? This thing started in March. I've probably worn my face covering since March, a grand total of one day, you know, like 24 hours since March. And the only reason it's that much is because I've taken several flights. That's it. Other than flights, I never wear a mask. I'm home all day. I have no mask. I'm outside all night. I go for walks in the park. I have no mask. I eat dinner every night after the show out at restaurants. I wear no mask because you can't wear a mask while you're eating food, despite what liberals think. You lift the mask up, put food in, lift the mask back up again, lift the mask down, drink, lift the mask back up again. Really? You really think I would do that, huh? You must think I'm a Stepford Wife moron. And by the way, the only morons who do things like this are in L.A., and they've got the most COVID. And look, there's been so many studies who show masks make it worse, not better. Nothing I could tell you. I'm not anti-mask. I'm just telling you there are studies that show masks make it worse. I'm not anti-vaccine, but I'm telling you, this vaccine is dangerous, and I'm worried, and I don't want it. But I'm not in general anti-vaccine. I'm not in general anti-mask. If you want to wear it, wear it. I wouldn't stop you from wearing it, but how can you make me wear it when I don't want to? But now we're going to a whole new level of insanity, demanding you wear a mask in your house. This is how dumb Democrats are. They're just such fools. And, you know, they've got the most stringent social distancing measures in the country. and they've got new lockdown orders, and all the businesses are closed, all the restaurants are closed, and a 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew. L.A. is telling people to not take a walk or a jog without wearing a mask. Now is not the time to go for a walk without a mask. Thank God, you know, nobody's this insane in Las Vegas. If they were, I'd ignore it, and I would never wear it. So I really don't care what you think. You're all crazy people. And you are the ones in Vegas, in L.A., who have the most strict, I repeat, the most strict lockdowns, the most strict business shutdowns, the most strict restaurant shutdowns, the most strict mask mandates, and everybody's sick. What does that tell you? You know, and I'd like to say everyone is sick and say, see, I told you. But actually, I don't think everyone's sick. I think most of them are false positives. You're all so stupid, you don't realize you should. Because the test is almost always wrong, and it makes everybody, it comes out, everyone's got COVID. Now you're trapped in your house for 2 weeks, and you can't go to work, and you can't earn a living, and you can't go out to eat, and you can't see anyone you know. And that would be all wonderful and true and fine if you had COVID. But it's a false positive. You don't have COVID. You have no symptoms. If you have symptoms, stay home. I get that. I've never had symptoms, so I don't have to stay home. This is all crazy. Let me mention the last sponsor of the show. And let me mention all my ways you can contact me, by the way. I want to make sure everybody knows my email address is wayneroot@gmail.com. wayneroot@gmail.com. My website's root4america.com, and I should have messages there. Stay tuned in the next few days. Once I sign my contract with this social media company, then I will have messages there, announcements for what's happening next. And you'll find out where you can go. That's the new Parler, the new Twitter, the new Facebook, and it'll be the Wayne Root branded site. And, of course, you could still find me at the moment at Twitter, @RealWayneRoot. Hopefully within a week or less, Parler will be back up. It'll be @RealWayneRoot. And then it'll be my site, @RealWayneRoot. Yeah, Cornerstone Asset Metals is the sponsor of this segment of the show. And all I can say is if you don't buy gold, you're out of your mind. Because you can see the world is so screwed up. And a lot of bad things are happening. And the future is not good. And you just got to buy gold. Gold was up big today, up $17. An ounce, silver up dramatically as well, even more than gold. You got to buy gold, you got to buy silver if you want to protect against massive inflation and massive national debt that Biden will now ring up, or Kamala, who's the real president, will ring up, Kami Kamala. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW, 888-8-GOLD-NOW, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. 888-8-GOLD-NOW, toll-free, or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. Right now they're giving away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Free. Call toll-free 888-8-GOLD-NOW, cornerstoneassetmetals.com. Mitch McConnell, you're a fake and a fraud and a rhino and a loser and deep state and D.C. swamp. And just like Biden, his son Hunter, you're owned by China. You're a disgusting man, Mitch McConnell, and you've just wrecked officially forever the Republican Party. I'm a forever Trumper. See you tomorrow.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.